Good morning. This morning on this 11th day of this 11th month, and specifically what will be the 11th hour, we remember the end of that First World War. Today actually marks the 100th anniversary of that day. And together, today, tomorrow, we get to salute all those who have served our country as we remember Veterans Day. We remember those who still serve and those countless names, most of whom are known only to family or God. All gave in some way in service for peace. As the expression goes, all gave some, and some gave all. I thought it was fitting that on this Veterans Day, the church would present us with some veteran-like people. Men and women who we see in the scriptures today who are giving. Men and women who have no names. You know, we hear from Elisha and Elijah, but the others, the Pharisee, the widow, the other widow, there's no names. These are people who, like veterans, are familiar, not with war, but with the temple, with the way of God, with worship. They're the regulars, like us. Good people who know the ropes. And we see that God has something to show about these people because there's a difference among them. And the difference is not only in the way they give or what they give, but something even deeper. And God highlights that. He calls it out. What is that deeper part? What's the big story of this gospel today? Not just what is given or how, but where it's given from. St. Mark has this beautiful line in today's gospel that is worth our thought. Jesus sees this poor widow who only gives a couple cents. And Jesus says out loud the following, "Amen, I say to you, this poor widow put in more than all the other contributions. For they, the others, have all contributed from their surplus wealth. But she, from her poverty, contributed all she had. Her whole livelihood from her poverty." We see a beautiful witness of that, almost a foreshadowing in that first reading today. The widow of Zarephath. She's a woman who gave the flour not from her loaded, stocked up pantry. But she, like all the residents of this town, were in a famine. There was very little food. The pantries were empty for years. Along comes this prophet who asks for food. She has enough only for herself and her son. But she gave. And we hear this beautiful promise for you. The jar will not go empty. The jug will not run dry. We see in both the first reading and in the gospel widows who are not just veterans, but they're the real deal. Women who are all in. And that makes them different from all the rest. My friends, what makes for this type of difference? What makes for this type of life? What makes for one who's not just a veteran in the ways of God and the routines of God, like the Pharisee? But what makes for one who is all in, fully alive in the way of God, where the way of God is not something that they do, but it's who they are? I'd suggest the following. Those type of people are people who know their poverty. It's not an accident that the heroes in the gospel are widows. They're ones who know grief and loss. They're ones who have been without, and they know difficult times. The poverty is known. And that seems odd to us, you know, who may be rich. Maybe us who are living in this area of the world. But what are the poverties among us? What are the poverties in us? There are many. There are people in these pews. There are people in this church all day today with poverty. I'll name some. Cancer. Grief. Loneliness. Mental difficulty. Broken relationships. Addiction. Loss of work. Loss of family. Poverties. To know one's poverty is to be real with God. Then what do you do with it? You give it to Him. You entrust that piece of yourself where you are humble, where you have been hurt, where you are little. And you make of it a gift. And that's what we see being done in this gospel. And that's what God would love to be seen and would be done in our lives. To entrust ourselves to Him so that we're all in. There's another expression among veterans that there's no atheists in foxholes. I don't know. Never been in a foxhole. But I would propose this. What do we find in churches or in this church today? Might we find an atheist? Perhaps. Might there be someone struggling with faith, going through the routine, like the professional Pharisee, the professional temple goer? Perhaps. Even the priest could be such a man. My friends, today, as we see this different way of living, let us respond in a different way to present our whole self to God so that He may be fully present to us.